Simply Done, the podcast network.
I'll tell you something. I'm ready to rock for this summer.
Okay. What does that mean?
I just want us to get a summer jam going. We got to figure out what our summer jam's going to be.
What do you mean
Maybe
by
some
that?
Of Kanye's album.
But what are you talking
I
about?
I keep it 300 just like the Romans. Scaremaster keeps it 300 just like the Romans. He's dressed for summer.
What are you doing?
You got your desert sand.
Why
sand?
Are you touching Ow. Me? Why
Don't.
Are you
Perry, stop.
Touching me?
Stop. Perry? Stop. Get over here. Get over here. Perry, you sit down. You get over here. Come
I'm
on.
I'm there.
Don't fall.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, guys.
Why'd you squeeze my hand so hard?
Why
You're
did
really
you?
Happy to see me.
Touch my clothes, and the next time you touch my clothes and rip them.
Move the mic over.
I would like
Move
to see those over. Shorts on you for the first time. Thank you very much.
Are those the shorts you
no,
got them on?
No, these are not.
Yeah, they shorts. Are.
No, they're not.
Let me see them.
These are not the shorts.
Sure they are,
you
dude.
You bought me.
I don't think they are.
These are a Palm Vintage.
Palm Vintage?
By the way, next week...
like you stick your palm in there a lot?
I had my... I found this shirt that you ripped, so I'll... So when can I get the money for that?
What? Oh, fuck. What are you talking about?
You ripped my shirt that day you attacked me
How
in the
cliche.
Fantastic Van.
I didn't rip your shirt.
Yes, you did.
Whatever.
You grabbed me when you were biting me. You got up and you tried to charge me and you ripped my shirt in two places. You said you'd take care of it.
How much?
Over 60.
I don't know when I can do this.
Okay, well, we'll wait.
Kind of shirt is it, Dan?
It was a nice Hawaiian shirt.
Tommy Bahama?
Yeah.
Can you lower my volume, please?
Can you lower my volume, please?
I don't have them.
You know what I don't like to lower my volume for? When I hear this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don Barris.
My name is Wally. Wally Malinsky.
Oh! I'm Scary Perry.
And what does that mean? Why did you yell?
You act like a geek. He acted like a geek.
I so acted like well, a geek.
So I might as well act like
a geek. I act like
a
professional announcer.
I am the professional audience warm-up for Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway.
Are you mocking that?
I got to.
I work 8 hours a week.
That's it.
And make a lot of fucking
And make a
money.
Ton of fucking cash.
Yeah, that's something to mock?
Sure.
8 hours a week.
A week. 4 days of, 4 days of, four, possibly 5 days of
four
before.
Days.
Yeah, so I like I said, possibly 5 days.
Well, oh, I said four, and that's exactly.
Okay. 2 hours a day for four fucking days, $1,000+ a day.
I don't like talking about my money.
Well,
in a way,
then stop talking about mine.
In a way, it's like rubbing it in your face.
It is rubbing it in my face.
Scaremaster, but you got a lot of money coming in. Also
I got nothing
your,
coming
What about
in.
From all those lawsuits against your family?
Well,
and stuff.
That's none of your business.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. You just did.
You're the one who's talking about your money coming in, and that's you got your money coming in from suing
what
your family.
What are you talking about?
You're suing
Why
your family.
Why are you bringing it up?
I'm talking about how your mom gave all the money to your brother because she loved
him
more.
She didn't give my brother, my, no, wrong, stupid
That's
fuck.
What everyone says.
It's called a will she,
exactly.
made out, and she'd spread everything
out.
Done. She'd spread out everything three ways, and I'm not saying anything more.
Yeah, but she gave most to your brother who she loved more than you,
she
Brian.
She didn't give more money to my brother. Well, more or less, I could say none of your business.
Again, you go back to none of your business.
Because I'm not going to discuss family matters here!
Why not?
Okay,
we're like family.
You
we're like your family.
Sorry.
Okay, here's the deal, Perry. I hate to say this. Huey Craig III got
is a fucking prick.
He got in touch with us, and he told us that something about your last lawsuit, they put it off until next year. The family matters, so we don't need to talk about it anymore.
And you also, know, did you ever think maybe...
How does he know that they
you
put
ever
it
think
off
maybe he likes you?
Because he was all over everything you do for a while. He told me, personally, that don't worry about it. Nothing is going to happen for at least a year, right? So we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
I mean Scaremaster, right. You know the NSA's been recording all your phone calls this whole time.
Who?
The NBA?
Oh, that's
Come on,
funny.
Dudes.
Good twist on it. Good job, Scaremaster.
Make sure that Dennis Rodman gets in contact with me, too.
Why Dennis Rodman?
Well, because you said the NBA is going to be...
You're still riding that joke.
Sure.
That's funny stuff.
Dennis and Michael Jordan and all those the old school fans
all those fans.
From the late 80s and the early 90s.
Oh, I would like to thank people out there because I don't know what happened, but they're really getting behind this Fine Mole and JQA fund. We're nearly at... Can you take off your headphones for a second, Mole? Over $130,000 now.
Already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But we still need money. We still need money. I got a great idea. Mole, you can put your headphones back on. Mole, what? Put your headphones back on.
So how much do I get?
On my ears?
What's that?
On my ears?
Are your ears?
On my ears.
What is going on with this outfit of yours?
Oh, I'm moving up to detective for CF&G. Detective training for CF&G. So I got the shoulder holster.
CF&G. Let's see. CF&G.
Training.
CF&G.
Taking a course.
Let's see. Crazy freaking...
If I'm crazy freaking, why am I wearing this, Scaremaster? Okay?
It doesn't look like you're... Wait a minute.
What?
Wait. CF&G. California Forest. Wait. California Forest. What does it all stand for?
This is a gun holster.
And I was just going to ask you that because as I was looking, you have a holster, but why would you wear that if you don't have a gun?
Oh, I have a gun. I didn't put it in the holster.
It's probably loaded.
Well, put down the gun.
Now it's loaded.
You've had some problems with guns recently.
You know how hot they get when you shoot them?
Yes, I do. Put the gun away. Perry, tell him to put the gun away.
Mole.
There we go. Now just sit in the holster, point right there. Right there.
Is it a cap gun or is
Mole,
it a real
you
gun?
You don't know how dangerous that looks. That gun is pointed right at Perry.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If it goes off accidentally,
it's
Perry's dead. I know it, but Mole, you've had problems with it. Take the gun out of the holster and put it in your bag, please. Mole, I'm asking you, please, until the show's over.
What kind of
check
gun?
Check it out.
Let me see it.
Let's not play around. Here, hold it sideways. Don't point the gun towards me and put it in your bag.
Okay.
No, don't hold it
that
way. Let
me see it.
I said don't point it at people.
Don't point it at me either.
I'm sorry.
Let me see it. You say hold it sideways like that?
No, don't. Mole, seriously, put the gun. Mole, sit down. Put the gun. No, don't. Perry, stop wrestling with the gun. That thing goes off. Somebody's... Mole, give me the gun. Give me the gun. Seriously, give me the gun. And don't take the gun out again. That's ridiculous.
I just want to show you guys.
I don't need to see guns.
Okay.
You need to see the gun? Hold on.
No, don't. I got to get on to something else. We have to get into the show. And I think congratulations are in order.
What happened?
Well, we have somebody here. I was talking to your manager, Nick. And I asked him how you were doing, and he said you're really happy because you've been studying on the MSNBC line, and studying, you're going to become a stockbroker.
That is an excellent idea. I'm thinking about it.
And I'll tell you how that can benefit everybody. Mole, can you take off your headphones again real quick, please?
Yeah. Is it because of the gun thing?
No, Mole, just for one second. Here's what I'm thinking. We've got over $130,000 donated to us. Why don't we have you invest it in the stock market?
I wouldn't invest the whole thing.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Well, put back on your headphones.
You know, Keith.
What
were you guys talking about, Scaremaster?
Nothing. Listen, we're just talking about good
Scaremaster,
investments.
Scaremaster, what were you talking about?
Good investments.
Yeah, good
like
investments.
What money would you invest?
Well, if we got money. Let's say we got money for the movie.
Right. If we had money for the film.
Okay. What do you invest in? Three companies we should be looking at.
Talk to me.
Well, you talk to us.
I don't know.
You're a stockbroker.
I am not a
stockbroker. You're a stockbroker. What do you do with the money?
I'm a stockbroker. I'm not a stockbroker.
Where do you put the money?
You're not even handling yourself like a stockbroker.
No, because I don't know where to start yet.
Okay. Pick a company. What company you like?
I mean, let's just say off the
NBC,
cuff.
ABC, CBS, and Fox.
Why? Their television is going down because of the internet. People are getting farther and farther away from television. Why would that be a good investment? What do you know that we
saying,
don't?
I'm just.
You're just naming TV networks.
Yeah, right.
What do you think about municipal bonds?
See, again,
that's an
I
excellent
don't know.
Question. All right, but right now, yet. At this point of your career, you are just starting out, correct?
I'm just reading on this stuff.
Should we get incorporated? And if so, what should we name our company?
Scary Perry Productions.
Why okay. Scary Perry Productions?
Are you
because
incorporated?
Simply Don, the podcast network, is taken.
You still got it. And also, so is Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Thank you.
The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection is created.
It's taken by.
Owned.
No.
And
no, it's owned
will
by
always
Dan.
Be owned Dan. By Perry F. Caravello.
Dude, can I tell you a quick story? Can I tell you a quick story?
You
own. He does own
the
it.
Comedy.
I do own it. I do. I do own the name.
That shut up the name.
Dude,
right.
Okay. Sit down. Sit down, Perry.
We signed on the
sit
papers.
Down. Sit down, Perry. Sit down, Perry.
Or I know you don't own my okay. Fucking company. Okay.
No, he owns the name. He owns
the name. That's all I
know.
Perry, can I just tell you a quick story? I mean, you seem upset. Sit down, please. All right.
Goddamn all right. Fucking thief.
Let me tell you
why?
Something.
What did
I'm not
Dan
a thief.
Do?
First of all, it was given to me as a gift from UA Craig III.
By a fucking thief.
By the way.
By a lying faggot fucking thief.
Those are hate words, Dan.
Yo, goddamn right.
Scaremaster, listen, don't get upset. You're forgetting. Here's one thing you're forgetting, okay? Dan's.
All. Don Dan Barris does.
No, listen.
Look, all Don
does,
Barris
listen,
is doing
I interrupt you,
is
buddy.
Trying
listen.
To be the king of my company. Fuck that.
Listen.
He will not take control of my business.
Dan, don't.
I had a fucking fight with this cocksucker at the goddamn Eagle Rock
what?
Studios. And I says, right. My show right. Will dominate
okay.
The fucking Simply Don podcast.
Dan, you make a lot of excellent points.
Dan, take off your headphones for
it
1 second.
Did.
Scaremaster.
It did.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Okay, listen. Okay. I don't think Dan's trying to take over your company. It's just that he owns the name, the
he
Comedy Pure Rock
shit.
Resurrection, and he gets to do that show and be the host of it.
Well,
okay.
He can't do
okay.
Yeah, he owns
let
that.
Me,
he owns a right.
Mole, Perry, Mary. Mole, Perry, stop right now. Here's the deal. Now, listen to me. A couple things. You're getting mad about something. I did not buy the name. I had nothing to do with that. It was given to me as a gift from Hugh A. Craig III.
From a fucking liar.
All right. He's not a liar. He
went
he's off the
bus. He's full of shit.
He spent $636 on getting the name. All right? Number one. Number two, I haven't decided what I want to do with it. I might let you have it. I'm not just going to give it to you. It's a value. Clearly, you want the name. Now, if you don't believe that can happen, let's go to a story. Paul McCartney one time was talking to Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And he told Michael Jackson the best thing to do is invest in publishing companies. What did Michael Jackson do? When the Beatles publishing came up, he outbid Paul McCartney and he took over the Beatles music. It's a business deal.
Okay.
Okay, so you seem so upset by that. I don't get it. I was trying to come up with an idea, and we were talking about you being a stockbroker. Did I promote that? Did I say that was a great
yes.
idea?
Yes.
And we were just talking about, hey, wouldn't it be interesting right
wouldn't
now?
Wouldn't it be interesting?
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we didn't have to wait so long?
Remember that, Roger and me? When the guys, like, you know, they closed down the plant, and I was driving home and driving through Flint, and that song came on.
Yeah,
and I was
absolutely. It's
driving
the closing
along,
theme.
Singing, and just tears streaming down my eyes, singing, wouldn't it be nice? And they closed the plant in Flint.
Excuse me.
And that was like 20 years ago, high, and Detroit's so. Way worse now.
A lot worse.
Way worse.
I've mentioned this before on the podcast, the saddest thing in the world to me, because I remember when Detroit was the fifth largest city, the auto industry was booming. There was money everywhere in Detroit. Fifth largest city
now
in America.
Now it's the fastest shrinking city
no.
in America.
Right. People are moving out yeah. so fast, they're leaving their pets behind. Now they have wild packs of dogs running
whoa,
around.
Whoa, that's you know who's going to move in there?
The Javajos.
Oh, they're going to go nuts.
Shut up.
They could. We were talking about stocks. Now, you're not a professional yet, but you do have your opinions. Now, give me something that you might invest in. Give me some kind of
this
idea
is what
you're looking.
This want to hear.
Oil.
Oil.
Oil. Why? What's going on with oil?
I would invest.
Oh, like olive oil? Like Italian oil? Like greasy oil?
I think he's talking about crude oil, correct?
Crude oil. Thank you.
All right, so that's one. Give us two others. Two other investments.
Two other investments.
Yeah.
Oil's number one.
Because you like
the
lube?
The second investment I would consider would be the hybrid companies.
For the cars?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would.
Okay, that's the second one. What's
so you're hedging
one?
Your bets.
What's this?
You're playing both sides of the fence. You're saying, okay, I think that gas is still a big necessity.
And yeah, then you're exactly. I'm on both sides of of the
good point, Mo.
Of the sexual fence.
What's the third one?
Hey, Mr. Faggot over there on the sexual fence.
Who you said you're on both sides.
Who's Mr. Faggot?
The guy that lives with the gay guy, John Quincy Adams.
I wish I could live with him. Listen, let me tell you what's going on, Quincy.
You wish you could live with him because you wish you can get your dick sucked and your ass fucked by that faggot, huh?
I think he's in at girls now. His memory's all messed up. Let me tell you something. I'm doing a little detective work, too, and trying to find out who it was that shot him in the head as a favor for him. And he's looking to press charges. Now, since I was here on the podcast with Dan, he's just wondering who it was that shot him. So we had a long talk about it. And I'll tell you something.
Your fingerprints are on the gun.
No, they're not.
Did they find a gun?
No, they didn't.
It wasn't a Fox rifle.
Nope. Nope, they're looking for a gun that has fingerprints on it.
What I'd really like to do, let's say that we came up with a large sum of money, like a little over $130,000. I would like to put some money into something. Now, you're saying crude oil, you're saying hybrid, and what else?
One more.
Actually, crude oil and the computer, there's a lot of computer companies that are hitting it big, too. I mean,
Tandy.
Microsoft has got some stuff coming up. Google's got a new.
From what I understand, Mac
Mac Computers is doing good.
Mac Computers are good.
So, what do you think we should invest money? Let's say that we had like about a little over $130,000. What could we put that into?
God, I don't want to throw money away and lose it all.
I'll take it.
Speaking of John Quincy Adams, I still want to remind people, we still need money for that fine mole and JQA fund. If you want these people back.
Yeah, I mean, even though we're already back.
Yeah, let's not let
now,
that get in the
way. Now, Quincy's back,
way.
But his memory's not back. He's trying to figure out who it was that shot him in the head.
When you're on the case, right?
Yeah,
you said that.
I'm looking across the room, and I already know who shot him in the head.
Oh, you know what? Did you hear what was in the news? What the NFL is doing? They're doing the anti-Perry rule.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What is it if you heard about it?
I can't bring bags in to stadiums.
But mainly
fanny packs.
Right. You cannot
go. The anti-Perry rule? Are they calling it the anti-Perry rule?
Yes.
Unofficially.
I got to see this. I think it's a big lie.
You think it's a lie that they're no longer allowing fanny packs.
Perry, you're the most famous guy who wears a fanny pack out there. Okay,
well, I don't have
one of the last few.
Right now.
Yeah,
what happened to it? Did you lose it?
Nope.
Where is it?
It's put away.
Are you leaving the trunk of your car?
Maybe.
What
well,
if somebody
parked
came
on
by
the street in West Hollywood?
Right outside the studio, to secret location in West Hollywood on the street you're parked.
Yeah.
Somebody people break into trunks all the time.
In your Toyota, in your gold Toyota. I'm just saying, like, if they're fans who broke into your car, they would know which one to break into to get your fanny pack.
Yeah, but maybe we shouldn't say that.
No.
Because maybe it's not this week, but people could find out where our secret location is.
That's why I always
West
say
Hollywood
fanny
is.
Pack
everybody upstairs. Knows where this location is
not
at. I know you don't want me to say it, do you?
Well, it would be stupid for you, you fucking idiot.
Oh, just like you guys are always blabbing my address.
I never do that. As a matter of fact, I've told people many times to
not
stop doing it.
Do it.
I was the one that said that.
And everybody that does it online again
is immature.
Is not
immature.
Only immature one, but is being deleted for life, too.
Well, you know what? Let's say that you have a problem with that decision. You know how you can talk about it? Through our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you're not familiar with what the $10 shout is, this is where we let you, the listener at home, get involved. Let's say you want to know where Perry's car is. All you got to do is write us, maybe make it a short paragraph, and you send $10, and that's no checks, no money orders, that's straight cash, homie. You send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barra, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. That's Hollywood, California, 90046. All right, let's see what we have here today. Looks like some sort of newspaper. Dear Big Three, the reason I'm writing is because I'm a longtime fan of Windy City Heat's Perry Caravello. Well, that starts out good for you. Perry is my favorite actor since Marlon Brando in The Wild One. I think it's because of his Steven Seagal coolness, or maybe it's because he's more like Bobby De Niro, baby. Perry, I was hoping you could help me with my government scam. I want to pretend that I'm lactose intolerant so I can get disability benefits like you do. What's the matter? Why are you playing with your balls? Were you masturbating?
No, like fuck off.
As soon as he hears it's a guy's letter, he's like, bam, 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 bam.
He jumped up right and he started playing with
no, you. No, I had to adjust myself, okay?
Off go mean, the court shorts.
Are those his court shorts anymore?
Yeah, definitely court shorts.
Are they the court shorts? All right, let me read on. This would be easy for me because I don't like cheese or dairy products. The only problem is that my doctor says that my bones will become weak and brittle without any dairy in my diet. So he has suggested that I drink man milk to keep my bones nice and strong.
Oh, God. Another bullshit podcast. Fucking $10 shout out.
What is your problem?
My problem?
Yeah, that's...
Faggots! I'm sick and tired of hearing from faggots!
That's going to be a sticker, I think. Don't you think that's a little harsh, though?
Tough!
It's a hate word.
It is.
Tough!
It is a hate word. All right, let me read on.
You love all people.
You should love all people. You're a Jehovah's Witness.
I respect all people.
Yeah, when you say that stuff.
No, you've said many times how much you hate. I'm not going to use the F word, but you've said that many times.
Born people.
I respect them as human beings, but they're gay acts I don't like.
How can you say you respect them as human beings? That's a choice that they made.
Like what kind of acts? Like Waylon Flowers and Madam?
Oh, God.
Let me read on. Perry, how much man milk do you drink every day to stay gay and healthy? Gay, happy, it has in parentheses. I've enclosed $10 that I would like to split evenly between Perry, Don, Mole, and Mary Jane. Thanks. Big three. Julian Sokol. Julian Sokol. P.S. I bought a popsicle stick from Perry's website, and when it came in the mail, it was all sticky and had dirt on it, like someone dropped it all around.
That's rough, Scaremaster.
Expect better from the king of Fright Night comedy. Well, then, look at this. He sent a little thing, and this is a copy of Terminally Ill. And it has an article about the Big Three right there. Did you see this?
Nope.
You want to look at that? Why don't you read that a little?
Oh, boy, that's really a lot of words.
All right, well, then don't read it. Read just paraphrase a little bit.
What is this?
I don't know.
Is it a zine?
Yeah, what's it's a zine. And what's it a zine? Is a thing about the movie, and they love it. And
what's it? Wait a minute. What's a zine?
That's like the things you get on the street, or like artists or put out their independent magazine, newspaper type thing.
They said Scaremaster is a effing horrible actor, not to mention disgusting pig of a man, but it's too full of himself to know. You know, blah blah blah, Dan Mold and effing with. And
here, why don't you? All right. Well, there you go. Well, thank you very
Sports
much.
Sports Private Eye.
Here's another
set. Let the Scaremaster can read that.
All right, you want to read this one, Scaremaster?
I don't know what it is.
Grab it. All right, you read that one, Scaremaster.
What's in here? Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan, mostly of Perry.
Oh, nice.
He is by far the best of all of you. I am Italian myself. I'm also an all-organic plum farmer and would love it if you could try my California plums and give them a shout out. I'm also pretty sure which one of you could eat the most of these. Hope Perry gets a plum extension. Big Three. Plum tree that it. Ha-ha. Sincerely, Jack Horner. And then Good Boy Plum Farmer, certified organic.
So there are a bunch of plums.
What's in there?
A bunch of plums.
How much are you saying to eat?
Are those Italian plums?
They're just organic plums.
Does it say you should eat these?
He wants us, three of us, to eat them. You don't want a plum?
I want one, yeah. Definitely want
one. Hand him plum.
How about giving him one that you haven't been rubbing in your hands?
Yeah, let me pick one out.
Yeah, let us pick them out.
Are you going to do Sexcapades, Scare Master?
I don't have it written down. Oh, shit.
I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks. All right, Scare Master, how many plums can you eat?
I don't know. We'll see. Depends on how many shits I can take.
That's funny. None. Are you going to eat a bunch of plums? Oh, they're good. They really are good.
I'll eat one.
All right. Well, let me read this. Here's our last one. Dear Big Three, the past week has been a crazy one for me. I met a girl. I got married in Las Vegas. And then I got a chance to step back to analyze my life. My wife has not only brought me stability, but has also brought the Lord into my life. So now as I look at things with God in my heart, I now see that I've made mistakes. The reason that I'm writing is because I now see how I've caused Mr. Caravello, with a C, not a K, or Perry as his friends call him, some undue stress. By calling him a dirtbag Javajo gypsy, by hacking into his bank accounts and informing numerous others of my findings, constantly breaking into his small, dirty apartment, watching him sleep while getting pictures of everything from his shrine to Justin Bieber to his outdated porn collection. Then I released those pictures via the internet, tapping into his phone lines, by helping his brother keep his money he got from their joint account, by bad-mouthing his Canadian-made skateboards, by revealing the truth about his family's somewhat alternative lifestyle. My worst thing that I've done might be the latest.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is this UA Quick the Third?
I'm just reading. Can I finish reading?
Go ahead.
The worst thing that I've done might be the latest thing that I've done. I turned him in and became a key federal witness by testifying against him for the IRS and federal court. I can't tell you how sorry I am for the inconvenience that I've caused you. My love for God has taught me that I should love my fellow man. That's what we were just saying a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess it's good. My wife suggests the next time I see Mr. Caravello, I should plant a big kiss on his lips. Not in a gay way, even though every person is good in their own way, and I'm not judging them. It's just that we're not sure if you've ever admitted if you were gay or not. Your loyal fan, friend, former worker, and yours in Christ, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
I knew it was him.
You were right.
Yep.
Seems like he's got a change of life.
He's full of shit.
What do you mean?
He's never been in my apartment, never will be in my apartment. He is not invited.
But maybe he was in there when you weren't in there.
Jagoff.
No, it says he watched him sleep. So
Jagoff.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he would ever be able to get into my apartment without my knowledge at all.
I don't know.
He's a dreamer, okay? He's a punk kid that's a dreamer. That only wants to be a part of this.
Hey, isn't there a little bit of dreamer in all of us?
Wow. That's really deep, Mole. That's really deep. Yeah, there is a dreamer in all of us.
Scare Master's smoking you in the plums, Dan.
And maybe that dream that Hugh A. Craig III had. Please, can I get my own? I don't want you touching them. Okay?
Hey, why are you guys eating plums? I'm glad I got you both here because I want to talk to you guys.
Hold on. And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Okay, Mo, go ahead.
I totally forgot.
You were going to talk about something.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to see my gun?
No, you already
did. No, that wasn't it. Listen, what do you guys think about doing a television show?
Well, that's been something in the works that I'm working on right now.
You're working on a show for us? Wait a minute, you're working on a television show?
I'm seeking one.
Wait a minute.
Never mind.
You know, I want to hear this about your television show, and I want to hear about your television show, Mole. But remember this, I'm only working with you guys till the end of the year, unless we have a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your television show, Mole, is that for the three of us?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, why don't we hear yours first?
No, I'll hear Scare Masters first.
Okay, you've got some ideas.
Because I don't want to sit in my...
I don't have anything in the productions yet.
Are we involved in it?
You guys? Possibly.
What do you mean, possibly?
First, I got to make sure I can get it set up right.
What is it? What's the premise?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
You what have some you ideas.
Know? The idea is it's I would be it would be a reality show. Excuse me, about me, and I'd be interviewing a bunch of people and stuff, and sometimes probably having you guys with me. And
what will we do? It just
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
You would just go around interviewing people, and then what do we do?
It might be something as cool as a Johnny Carson type or something with that matter. But again, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
So you're talking about
saying you're going to host your own talk show?
If I could get one.
You're going to go up against
Kimmel?
Is it
a reality show?
Here's the funny thing.
He's trying to bring down Jimmy.
Wait a second.
You're going up against Jimmy?
Wait a second.
Wow, Scare Master.
Shut up.
That's unbelievable.
Jag off.
It's a good idea, though.
Actually,
I mean, think about it. He used to just be the announcer on your show, Scare Master.
That's right.
On your public access show.
Well, it was not my public
access. Well, it was Dan's public access show.
It was Don Barris' public access program.
And he was the announcer.
Jimmy was the announcer, and as well as worked for Carol Q and many others. But and Ben Stein, you win Ben Stein's money, blah, 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 blah.
But now you're ready to take him down a notch.
I'm not ready to take Kimmel down a notch. As a matter of fact,
I like the confidence.
I'd like to get Kimmel to work with me.
Which Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel to work with me. And we put a show together.
The two of you? What would be the benefit for him, just out of curiosity? He has his own late night show. He's the face of ABC. He's hosted dinners with the president. A lot of things have gone on good. What are you doing, Mole?
I was going to put this.
I don't want that fucking thing near my mouth again.
What?
That fucking it ain't quitting
pipe?
Bong.
It's a pipe.
Pipe, bong, whatever.
Why?
It looks like a... Why? Because I'm not a smoker any longer. I gave that up years ago.
Good for you, Scare Master.
It's about time. We were worried about you.
Years ago. Put it up to your mouth. I need to take pictures.
It was funny.
Yeah, now I got people online. Oh, it's scary. Scary Perry didn't quit smoking. Look at him.
Okay.
Smoking.
You said it ain't quitting.
Yeah. You even.
Well, I quit smoking.
Why?
Because it's poison.
That girl is
poison.
Poison, poison, poison.
They're a good band, but I'm not gonna put weed or.
Okay, can I tell you guys the TV show idea?
I'd love to hear
it. All right, Dan, you're the host.
Oh,
what was that?
Just a second. Stop. Hey, what's the fucking boring telescope guy's name?
Vince.
Hey, Vince. Vince, you hear that beep? That shut down the Facebook. Find the Facebook and shut it down, you fucking bore. Okay, what were you talking about?
Okay, Dan, you would be the host.
All right, I'd be a good host.
I'm just kind of like a background guy who tries to help things out and smooth things along.
For what?
Scare Master's the main subject of it. It features Scare Master. It takes place in a mansion. In Cabaluti, California.
Cabaluti?
Where is it?
You mean Calabasas?
Yes.
Near Chris Kardashian's
Close.
Pad.
Close to Chris Kardashian's pad. So it's a big mansion. Reality show takes place in there.
I'm listening.
10 beautiful and interesting women. One rock and roll enthusiast and sports PI. And the show is called The Scare Matchler.
The Scare Matchler.
And we're going to find him the perfect lady.
Here's an idea for the show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have a little hole. They call it, some places they call it a glory hole.
Uh-huh.
And you put Perry's face in there, and he has to tell if it's a vagina rubbing against his face or a penis.
Wrong.
That could be one of the challenges.
Wrong. wrong, wrong. I will not do a fucking show like that ever.
But would you do the Scaramatula if we got 10 beautiful ladies and a couple dudes and find out perfect love for you?
Oh, God. Not when I know that there's guys that are...
You're not too sure about it. It took you a long time to answer that.
And you don't have to give the guys the, you know, the... You don't have to give the guys the golden fanny pack.
No, they'll get a fucking chainsaw to chop their fucking dicks off.
What?
Why?
Because they're fucking trying to shove their cocks in my face.
They haven't done that yet. You're just hoping.
Yet. I'm hoping. No, wrong. You're hoping. How about all the guys that shove their dicks down your throat?
That's never happened.
Yeah, right. It's never happened for people to know, but there's been faggots that you've associated yourself with highly.
Yeah, highly?
You really emphasized the word highly. I have nothing against gay people.
That was all caps, italicized, and underlined.
Absolutely.
No, I just don't feel good.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about that gay guy that you brought with you to court against Richard Heaney.
Oh, Dr. Carl.
Yeah.
He was a doctor.
He's not a doctor. He's a wannabe doctor. He was an acting doctor.
He wasn't an acting doctor.
Acting doctor. That's a good show name.
He was not Marcus Welby, MD.
No, he wasn't, because that was a fake doctor. He was a real doctor. Marcus Welby, MD, was a television doctor. He was not a real physician. Dr. Carl Pavlov had a certificate claiming that he was a doctor.
Claiming?
Yeah, he was a therapist. He wasn't a medical doctor.
Okay, he was not an MD.
No.
Okay, he was just a therapist?
Well, he was a... What do you got to do to get your doctor's degree?
Exactly. What do you got to do?
I tell you one thing you don't got to do. You don't got to get blown into casting office.
That's not going to get you a doctorate.
Nope. See, so in some ways, becoming a doctor is a lot different than becoming in show business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold everything. Is that a phone call? I don't know. Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello. Hello. It's me again. Or at least, I think it's me.
Hey, Mr. Adams. How you doing, man?
Well, listen, thank you for asking. I'm still a bit London foggy, yes, but things are a bit clearer, or queerer, as it were.
Adams.
That's good.
Yes, listen, I'm trying to still fill in a few blanks, if that's all right. Like, for instance, remind me again whom I'm speaking with.
It's the Big Three Podcast.
How do you remember to call us? How did you remember to call us again?
How did I remember to call you?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's just muscle memory. I imagine I must always call into this number every week or so. Is that right?
Yeah, you do.
Every week you call in.
And even though it feels like I'm not even really here, you all are nice enough to talk to me each week. Yeah, yes?
Thank you.
Okay.
We talked to you.
Well, you were nice to us.
Very interesting. I'm not even here, and yet you're talking to me. Interesting. Anyway, listen, loves, a couple of things. One, I'm still trying to sort out exactly who it was that shot me.
He wears a goatee.
And also, for some reason that I can't even explain, I've written a song about it.
Oh.
Is that also something I do? Do I write songs?
Yeah.
All the time.
You always write this song.
You're doing it for a musical.
Yes. Would you like to hear this week's song based on my amnesia and my shooting and piecing it all together? Would you like that?
I'd love to.
I want to hear it.
All right. Let's do it. Let's, if you feel like it, jump in on the chorus. How's that?
Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, I remember this
one. We know this one.
Pretty.
Lovely.
Scaremaster, you know this one?
From that lovely, skinny little lass, Karen Carpenter. And her no good brother. Here we are. Are we ready, loves?
I don't get it. What's he got against her brother?
History.
Long ago, but not so far away. It was in the south of France, I believe.
Yeah, it sure was, yep.
I got shot in the head. whilst I was on my yacht.
Yes, you did.
Sure did.
Whom was there? And whom would want to shoot? A fellow like me, so rich and cute.
Yep. He is rich.
And he's cute.
Who fired that fateful shot? It rhymes with yacht. I don't remember, I think it must have been Perry.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you!
Who has a history of these sorts of things? It's Perry.
Yep.
Perry, 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 oh, Perry. You shot me.
I wasn't even there, you faggot!
You really did.
Well, he seems to think...
God damn!
And now, for some reason, I'm envisioning dancers. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're wearing, like, long, flowing Daisy Duke shorts with this threads hanging down, and they're spinning, slowly spinning. Maybe tank tops.
He likes tank tops.
Something.
Loves them.
And we bring it all back.
Sing it, John.
Loneliness is such a queer affair. I wish Juan Dez was here. Did Perry shoot him too?
Maybe.
Excuse me, you fucking flaming faggot.
Why did Perry?
Oh.
Go on his shooting spree. Perry, and shoot Juan Dez and me. Was it out of jealousy?
And it was let him sing.
Let him sing.
You!
I vaguely remember Perry giving someone a handy.
Perry, stop!
His name was something like Sandy Dandy or Andy. I never realized that Perry couldn't stand me. And he shot me. He really did.
I never even met you.
Perry, stop!
Everybody now. I don't remember why you shot me, Perry. I may have had too many snifters of sherry. Seems like a Perry was awfully gay and merry. Until you shot me. And Mole is innocent.
You touch those fucking headphones, I'm gonna break your hand. You touch me,
yes,
I'll break you in two.
Yes.
Mole is innocent.
Dramatic final chord. What did we think? What did we think?
Ooh.
Listen. Yeah. This whole thing is like a whomdunit, all right? Perry, and listen, relax. Yeah.
Perry, sit down.
Haunting. Scaremaster did not like it. Tell him, Scaremaster. Scaremaster, tell
sit
him.
Down. No. Sit down. We're in a show.
I'm not exactly certain that it was you that shot me in the head.
He's saying you didn't think it was you.
Though I wouldn't mind taking a shot in the face from you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he knows. He knows what
he
you
He knows mean. Everything you said.
Okay, listen. Don, it's Don, yes? Is it Don?
Yes.
Don, listen, you sound like the most put together of the big three.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor? Since I can't seem to find Juan Dez anywhere, I have nobody to deposit my cash money into the bank. Could you help me with that?
Well, of course, Mr. Adams. I'll be happy to help you out.
Wonderful. Yes. Swing by later. And you know what? Bring over a couple chicks. I love the ladies.
You really have lost your memory, haven't you, Mr. Adams?
Yes. I certainly have. Only there was some way to bring it back.
You know what? Maybe a joke. You like to tell jokes sometimes.
Oh, a joke.
Yeah.
Yes. You mean like why did the little girl eat her homework?
My teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Well, now I remember how terrible these are.
They're terrible.
Any whooms. Where were we? Oh, yes. Hello, do you know who it is?
No, that's not where we were.
You were going back to the beginning.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Oh, all right, that was
See,
quick.
Mr. Adams.
Have a day, and hope it ain't your last.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, man.
Classic, dude.
Fuck, classic Caravella right there.
Scaremaster, what happened there? Why'd you get so upset?
Singing about me.
Yeah, but
yeah,
aren't
nice.
You honored?
It's because he likes you.
Being a faggot? Fuck off, all of you.
What is your problem, dude?
I'm not gay.
Nobody said you were.
There's no way to prove it is by going off and jerking, you know, jaying the guy off.
If you,
you know what, motherfucker? What? That only happened one
time.
No,
I'm talking about how you jumped up and said, I'm going to go jay off Quincy.
What's really crazy, Perry, do you understand that when you get up and you get upset about that, he's joking, I think. And if you went along with the joke, but you fighting it so much says a lot. It says, hey, you're getting too close to what the truth is or something like that. That's what people will believe.
Whatever.
You know what, Perry? Let me run a little test by
because
you.
Because it's 20 years and it's the same retarded.
I think so, too.
Retarded, re-fucking-tarded matter that happened.
Perry, I am 100% in agreement with this. I've said many times on this show, leave him alone. It happened 21 years ago. As on the 26th of this month, June, that's 21 years. And it's immature, and there's no reason for it. Am I right?
Thank you.
All right.
But it's finally old enough to drink, you know, and maybe they had 21 shots to do it again.
If you would have gotten him pregnant that day, you would have a kid almost old enough to drink.
Could you imagine if you guys fell in love and got married?
No. There would never, it's impossible.
All right, but Perry, you see, right there fighting it, again, you should be able to take this and, like, just run with it. Let me throw something at you. Now, call me a gay name.
God.
Just anything.
I you just stumped me right real quick because I wasn't thinking.
Okay. Sorry. It's
Flaming Faggot.
Okay.
And Dan would run with that and go like, yes, I am, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, look at me. I am a flaming faggot.
Now you try, scare me.
Let me throw some things at you, okay? And just go with it. Make it fun. Hey, Perry, remember when you sucked Randy off, you dirty fag?
I didn't suck anybody off.
Remember that?
Cock-swallowing fucking pig.
Remember when you
were... I sucked no one off.
Remember when you were rubbing his cock against your face? You're just loving it.
Wait. Let's go back some years when you were fucking forcing me to sit on my hands and you were slapping your dick in my face, you cocksucker. Like I would ever allow something like that.
See,
lucky I didn't carry a fucking butcher knife with me because I would grab that fucking cock and chop it off like Lorena Bobbitt did.
See?
And then throwing that
that's funny
right
stuff
right down the street.
That's funny stuff. You try it up.
Okay. Hey, Scare Master, you know how you're always kissing on dudes' peepees?
Never did, never will.
How come you like to go to the bathroom and you kiss on the men's peepees all the time? Why don't you try Grand Slam instead one time?
Are you talking about yourself?
Ah, see, you still got it.
Funny stuff. Let me. Can I try one more?
He's nailing every one of them out of the park. You throw them at him, you can't touch him.
I gotta say,
he went at his head this time.
All right.
Oh yeah, thanks.
The reason you shave your chest hair is because you love to have guys just splurge all over it, so the fucking cum can run all over, and you can take pictures instead of getting caught in your hairs.
No,
you dirty, dirty gay man. You love cock. You love semen. You
I'm
rub
happy
it in your
gay
hair.
Pal.
There you go.
I'm happy gay pal.
Right there, he all did right. it again.
All right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. See how easy that is?
I know. I take too much to heart and I go fucking
yeah,
nuts.
That's all you got to do. You know what you should be thinking about right now more than anything?
Pussy.
No. Your 60 seconds. Go!
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y, P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y, S-K, the number 8, boards, B-O-A-R-D-S. Go on that website. You got 4 decks you can order from. Not order
Wait
from.
Wait a minute.
You have 4 different size decks.
What are you talking about?
You got
about?
The 8 and 9 inch wide popsicle sticks, and you have 2 10 inch boards you can order.
Scaremaster, I don't know why you don't let me be part of these commercials, and you know I add a
because
lot to them.
All
I'll
you
be like sidekick on the commercials.
Is fuck with my stuff.
I'm just trying to say I'm like your sidekick on the commercials.
I am, and also USA made.
You know how Lucky Leprechaun had those kids?
Also,
I'm like the kids going like, get lucky, Leprechaun, Chuggy Charms.
USA made t-shirts.
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry. By the way, I liked your new partner in the commercials. Those were good. Well, you did great in there.
No, you didn't do
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you had. Why do you
I got to make real commercials for the internet.
What do you mean?
I got to find a good videographer like Salvador.
Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Did you honestly say that?
Yeah, I was kidding. He's a guy that robbed me for a lot of money, and but he keeps calling me and asking when I'm going to be available to make the music video.
Why don't you get the rap song from him?
I know, I gotta do that sometime this week.
What do you gotta do? Why?
Because I gave him money. He says he was gonna make the song for me, make a video.
I'll make the video for you.
You know, we'll do a video for you, and you know what? And we'll give you $5.
But you're not making the good song, like.
Oh, really? All right. Well, really? If you're gonna really? Get in touch with him,
really,
have him write the song and send it to you.
Come on, Dan. Here we go. I think he's swallowing his tongue, you guys. I think he's swallowing his tongue.
No, I'm okay.
$500, please.
Where's your fucking money? What were we going to say, Mary Jane?
More than you got out of that guy.
Perry has 3 busted knuckles on his right hand.
What?
Oh, it's from practicing.
Practicing what?
Working out.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you practicing for?
Trying to box and get my strength back and stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's right. You got a fight coming up. Are you still fighting him?
I'm going to kill him.
Really?
He'll die when we fight.
Well, there's no hit above the neck.
He'll die when we fight. There will be a death. There absolutely will be a death in that ring that day, and it won't be mine.
So what you're saying is, if it won't be yours...
I'll kill him. My leg strength is so powerful now, I will kill... I'll kill you in addition to him.
Wow.
What did I do?
I know, huh?
What did I do? Why am I even involved in this?
Because you organized the fight.
I didn't organize anything. Yeah, you ripped us off. Perry, if you remember correctly, you ripped us off, and then you ripped him off.
You could solve the whole thing by giving the guy back the $50.
All you got to do is give him $50.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why do you use our Savior in your fucking mock religion? Put him down.
Yeah, why don't you go doggy dog dog? Why don't you go Rin Tin Tin instead of JC?
Yeah, or Lassie. Why don't you go
Air Bud, Marmaduke, Snoopy.
Cujo, because he's Cujo, mean.
Yeah, he's mean.
I'm not interested in even being involved.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
See, I'm not even going to answer.
Yellow Dog?
The little dog from the Taco Bell commercials.
Ah, yo quiero Taco Bell.
I can't stand little shit mutts.
What about Benji?
101 Dalmatians? Tell me they're not adorable.
Bahooch!
Dalmatians are nice dogs. But I like Akitas. I like Shepherds. I like Labs.
Like Akira?
Well, you know what? I think it's time once again for Perry's Sexcapades.
I don't have it on paper, but I could come up with one.
No.
Can you eat plums during it?
I'm done with the plums.
You're done with the plums.
Yeah, I can eat more than 5.
That's all you had?
Yeah.
I had more than you. I win then. What do I win today?
$200.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to take that $200, make it into a gift certificate for some of the finest Thai cuisine in this town. Of course, I'm talking about...
What the Huck?
What the Huck?
That's right. You like Thai cuisine?
You know I do.
Well, I can tell you where you can get some of the finest Thai cuisine in the West Hollywood area. That's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Let me ask you something, Perry. In your religion, you're allowed to eat Thai food, correct?
Of course.
Well, what do you mean, of course?
It's a food.
Yeah, well, you can't say happy birthday to somebody.
Happy birthdays are... It's just sacrilegious.
Javajos don't have birthdays.
Ow!
They have dog birthdays.
Ow!
What's the matter?
My ears, man. Lower the volume, please.
Right.
Mole is lowering the volume on the headphones.
Okay. Lower the volume. Lower the volume.
Ow! What happened? Did you hear that? What's the matter?
I'm not doing your fucking show anymore!
Stop it, Perry. Sit down, please.
Sit down or we're going to...
turn the fucking volume! Fucking
oh, he made a mistake. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Testing the thing. God.
Let me use the toilet.
No, you sit down, Perry.
With the show,
we're almost done with the show.
In the middle of what the huck?
Come on, man. What's the number again?
Just tell me if the level's too high, dude. You could just say the level's too high.
Come on, I'll put your headphones back on. Put your headphones back on. Who's a couple fucking it? Go!
That too high or too low? I can't.
Can you hear it?
Too high or too low?
Lower it! Lower it.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Go!
Better?
Why are you yelling?
Why are you yelling? I could ask the same
We're
thing
trying
of you.
To hit
lower
the highest.
Lower it. Thank you.
All right.
Better?
Can you hear?
Is that good?
It's okay. A little up. Right.
Go!
Why are you?
Because I'm testing the volume
you
for you.
All you're doing is go!
Better?
Well, just put it in the middle. I think that would be best.
Is that the best?
That's fine.
Anyway, what's the number?
323-654-7952.
What's the number, Mo?
323-654-7952.
That's
Marque Inglés, Marque Dos.
The Huck. There you go. What's the matter, Perry? You seem like you're really nervous today.
And scared.
I think you're scared of tight. What are you afraid of?
His feelings?
You guys.
We've sat in our chair the entire time. You've gone up at least four
times.
Yeah,
you're very
threatening.
You grabbed me. You physically attacked me today.
Who's the one that...
What?
You grabbed me. You grabbed my hand. Checked me.
Yeah, because you were grabbing onto me every time I come in here.
That's your story.
You grab onto my fucking clothes. Okay. And I'm afraid that you're going to fuck them up again. Like a little bitch.
How do you think I feel? I have to work with you and the mole play, and you always bite nipples, and you...
I don't always bite your nipples. I only did that once.
Well, that's not what you always say. If I do something one time, you always say, you always...
Grab this.
Put the gun down.
Yeah, put your fingerprints all over it.
Hand me the gun.
Put your fingerprints all over it. So when he kills me, they'll blame you for it. So hand him the gun, mole. Then shoot me in the fucking
face. You guys both already grabbed it. It's okay.
So you think that you could tie this if he was shot and do a suicide because his fingerprints were on the...
suicide, murder, suicide, all three of us?
What?
Oh, what a way to freak our fans out. Murder, suicide. Murder, suicide. Murder, suicide.
I don't know.
A murder, suicide.
You're saying that you
he
think
wants
that
to murder
the three of us. No, we shoot ourselves in the head.
Yeah, shoot ourselves first. You go first, Scare Master.
Sorry.
Give him the gun.
Yeah, you shoot yourself in the head first. You want to do it? Freak our fans out?
You know, in second thought, maybe
we
shouldn't
do
it.
Everything just got really dark.
It really did.
Quincy's the one with the shot head right now.
Right. And after all we went
through. Too many cast members shot in the head at the same time.
Try to keep that in mind.
Live.
What are you doing in your life that you got to
live? Don't worry about
it. Well, you know what we should do? We should do the best thing that we do on this show. And what's that, Mole?
Perry's movie time?
No, are you kidding me? That was god-awful every time we did it. I'm talking about... something that the fans love, the critics love. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the podcast. This is where Mole comes up with a concept, he'll cast the scene, and then he directs us. I guess the only thing that we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, listen, we never knew what happened that fateful night when Michael Jackson died. But maybe it had something to do with the story that Dan was telling us about Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson taking all of his music. In this episode, we travel to Michael Jackson's house. When Michael Jackson's all wasted on pills in Propofol, and who sneaks through the window? Sir Paul McCartney, and he's got a bone to pick with Michael, who owns all his Beatles music. You take the gun. You're Paul McCartney, Dan. You're Michael Jackson, Scare Master Mole Play.
Can I be Michael Jackson?
Well, Paul McCartney's trying to get his music back.
Well, I'd like to see how Perry does that.
Okay, Michael Jackson has a gun in his house. It's his house. Paul McCartney's coming to get his music back. Scatmaster, you're Paul McCartney. Dan, you're Michael Jackson. Mo play.
I don't want. What the fuck's in my house? Who the fuck is in my house?
Your British accent, Scatmaster.
Who the fuck is in my house? You pull the trigger, and then you go to jail, bitch. Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it, motherfucker.
Paul, what are you doing
Go
here?
For it, motherfucker.
Paul.
Show me dead, and then find out what happens to you, you cocksucker.
Doing a British accent.
Yeah, you didn't do it at all.
I'm here for my
Get
music.
Get right ahead and blow my brains out.
No, I want to. Where's my music? Where's my music?
With my music. Where's my fucking music?
And tell them which songs. Tell them some Beatles songs, man.
I don't. I
any Beatles song.
Help, I don't know.
I don't know. All right, any Beatles song.
Paul, get the fuck out of my house.
Michael Jackson doesn't think it's Paul McCartney because he doesn't know any Beatles songs.
Let me see your penis, Paul.
So Paul pulls out his Peter.
Let me see your penis, Mr. McCartney.
God, you're a faggot. Get the fuck away from me.
I'm not a faggot.
All you do is, I want to see your dick.
That's not all I do.
I want to show you mine.
That's not all I do.
I want to show you mine.
I'll blow the fucking thing off. I'll blow your penis off. Let me see the penis. Let me see the penis, McCartney. I want to see if it's really you.
Penis McCartney. So Paul McCartney.
Get me out of here.
Paul McCartney he soothes Michael Jackson with a beautiful Beatles song. Sing. Scatmaster, sing a Beatles song, quick.
I'm not
yesterday,
singing
yesterday, yesterday, yesterday.
You know what?
All my troubles. Come on, Scatmaster.
Wait a minute. Let's sing a song together. Say what you want, but don't leave me with your penis.
What?
Please, please, please.
The gun is right
Let
in his
me
crotch.
See your penis.
Michael Jackson keeps shoving the gun in Paul McCartney's crotch.
I get on by the phone. Waiting for you.
Baby.
Flaming. Flaming faggot.
Scatmaster.
Flaming faggot. Flaming faggot. Let me see your dick. Let me see. And you're trying to tell me that this girl over here is your girlfriend?
Doing the British accent.
She's the biggest, bloodiest pose you'll ever have, you flaming fag.
Why would you say that? First of all, I've always
dick.
Admired.
Show me your dick.
I'm keeping
Show me
the.
Your
you
dick.
Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take your songs and I'm going to sell them to commercials. Revolution's going to be about a fucking dog food, you piece of shit. Go fuck yourself. In your yesterday? Look what you've done already. Scrambled eggs. You did that with Jimmy Fallon, didn't you? You fuck.
Strangled the eggs?
Let me see your penis. Let me see your penis.
That's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
Hey Perry, what the fuck is going on?
Perry, I need to go pee.
Go sit down. We're almost done with the show.
Need to go pee.
We're almost done with the show. All right, let's put the gun away. By the way, Perry, you never get into the
character. Want some water?
You never get into the character.
I need to go pee.
We got to finish the show. We're almost done, you piece of garbage. Can you be professional for once in your damn life?
For once in Perry's life, can he be professional?
You know who's
I'm
saying?
Always professional, my friend.
Are you serious?
I'm always here. I'm always on time, if
no,
not
you're
early.
Not, no, you're not always here. Not always? Always.
Except for maybe once or twice.
Okay, well, that's not always. That's not always, is it? Don't make me bring up the times you weren't here. And don't make me bring up the times of the bullshit we had to do to get you to get here. This is the best thing in your life, and you're fucking
it up. Fuck.
What else you got better?
None of your business.
Well, tell me one thing.
Yeah, the bathroom. The fucking...
One thing you got going better in your life than this show.
I got nothing better, okay? My skateboard company.
Your skateboard company? How many skateboards have you sold?
Not enough. Let me go pee.
No, sit the fuck down. We're almost done with the show, you piece of garbage. Come on, Perry. Be professional.
You want to check your headphone levels again?
You want to check the levels again?
No.
Put your headphones on.
Fuck no.
Why?
Because I need the toilet.
Okay, we got to finish the show. We got 5 minutes
we're
to go.
We're done with this show.
No, we're not.
You'll leave me outside forever.
Okay, because you got here over an hour before you're supposed to. That's one thing. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
All right, so that's your fault, not mine.
Whatever.
That's not my fault.
Whatever. I could have sat in the car.
Well, you
right
didn't,
on the
though.
Ramp.
You didn't, though.
What? Yeah, because you pulled in and you saw me here.
And I told you were outside. I think you were looking for bugs on the ground or something.
No, I was looking to take a squirt there.
You were going to pee outside again.
Yeah.
In front of the secret studio in West Hollywood?
The studio at a secret location in West Hollywood,
thank
California.
You.
Whatever.
No problem. Perry, we just got to wrap up the show.
Let's wrap it.
Okay. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to say?
I got nothing to say.
Maybe an apology?
For?
For being unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
For yelling.
I'm sorry, Dan.
For yelling at us.
I mean, I'm sorry, Don.
For yelling at us.
I'm always sorry, Don.
For not acting gay when we want you to.
That'll never happen.
Never say never, dude.
Always say never from the Scaremaster, because I'm not a fag. But the event that happened over 20 years ago.
Why are you bringing that up again?
Here comes the bragging.
Every show it comes to this.
Signori Braggadocio.
Was one time only because of trouble that I got into.
We know the
pregnant?
Story. All right, Perry.
E-O-P.
Hold on. What was that island that I saw?
Yeah.
Perry! Sit the fuck down.
I gotta use the bathroom!
We got 5 minutes. You had all the time in the world. Fucking sit down and finish the show, you fucking asshole. Damn, are you a fucking douchebag?
Can I go pee real quick?
Of course you can, Mole.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait.
Hey, oh, by the way, I'm glad you came back. What was that island over in Italy?
Gay Island?
Yeah. What was it? Do you know the name of that?
I think it was called Gay Island, Italian Gay Island.
A lot of guys online were talking about it. They pointed the map. Did you see that on Facebook?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
They were saying your relatives lived there.
I don't know what you're talking
was
about.
Was it Mussolini that sent all the homosexuals to an island right off the coast?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, I think it's time that we say goodbye to the people. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on my Twitter account at SimplyDon with the number one. Facebook is Don Barris. You can also get in touch with me, SimplyDon1 on my Instagram, SimplyDon on my Vine, Perry.
Perry F. Caravello on Facebook.
That's K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O.
C-A-R is in car. C-A-R is in car. A V is in Victor, E-L-L-O is you spell the
car. Car?
You know what you
Twitter.
Ought to say? You ought to say
Scary Perry 818 on Twitter.
C isn't
period.
Cock. Say C isn't cock.
Yes, that'll pop.
No, C isn't cunt.
Oh.
A-R-A. I got to go pee.
We're not done with the show. We got to do our big three thing. Perry, we need you.
Oh, well, right. You know what?
You get up. You get up, you lose your money. Do you have anything to say?
I'm Walter Malinsky, and whoever made that Scaremaster crochet doll,
yeah, this is
I don't think
great.
I was here when I came in.
Yeah, this is
it's
great.
Awesome.
This is
I love best. It.
I do, too. You know why? It looks just like Perry.
You think they'll make ones of us?
That would be spectacular. Anyway, I'm at the Comedy Store every night. Come on by. See me. And don't forget, Monday nights, I'm doing the Death Squad Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m.
Oh, you got that gig?
We've been doing it for quite a while. All right, put your hands in there, guys. Big three. Goodbye.